Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us. You know, we're doing a couple of shows today, and if you want to join us in that second hour, we'd love for you to join that program, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000, and maybe you've had a hard time getting through in this hour, that's a great place to do it. Come join us, 1-800-229-3000. If you're confused about that, wait till we start giving you advice. It's going to be even better. All right. So let's talk. Larry's in the studio, and Larry, I think this is the last day you could bid on an auction item on our auction. It's been kind of fun to have this, hasn't it?
It is, and I'm expecting that today everything's going to go through the roof. So I hope that you folks just get online there and start bidding like crazy people for us. We really need that.
We do, and you know, every dollar, it goes to us, and we're excited about that. Now, we've got a special little feature that I want you to talk about. Somebody might bid on something at the last minute, and then somebody comes in at the last second and outbids them. But we've got a feature to take care of that. What is that?
Yeah, it's called popcorn bidding, I guess. I'd never heard of it before. But what happens if you go in there in the last 5 minutes and you think, okay, I'm going to win this because it's at the very end, nobody else is looking, and you bid, you know, $100 more than the previous person? The feature is the person that had the previous high bid gets an email or text, however they're being communicated with, and it will say, you've been outbid, and you have 5 minutes to make a bid if you'd like.
Yeah.
And then if that person bids, then it keeps going back and forth until somebody quits bidding.
That's right. And so there are a lot of great things. There are cruises. There are condominium stays in places you'd want to go. These are really nice places to stay. There's artwork, camera equipment that's some of the finest ever. Coaching. Chris is online to do coaching for folks, and it's, you know, to have him to yourself, pretty exciting. And then Dr. Amon has, there's a brain spec, a lot of different things, Bibles, books, things like that. And then, of course, my international artwork. And here's why. I have taken a vase, and it's made of plaster of Paris. I've put a Chinese motif on it and painted it with American acrylic paint. So international in appeal, will sit on a shelf way up high where you can't see the defects. There are just all sorts of really cool things here, other than my art, that are of great value. These sculptures that we have, they are real live artworks. You will love them. And so
Steve,
take a look if you haven't.
There's one thing that hasn't got a lot of attention I wanted to point out. There is an opportunity for you to go have a day on a farm and experience farm life.
Oh, that is cool.
And I'm thinking, if I had kids of any age,
exactly,
high school, junior high, elementary, I would want to go spend a day and let them see what the real life of a farmer is like.
Mm. Isn't that cool? That's wonderful. Sailboats, farms, all of that. It's pretty special. And also, all month we've been giving away Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles as our gift to anybody, gift of any amount. And it's for 8 to 12 year olds who you really want them to know God's truth, and it's presented in a way that they will love. Our way of saying thank you.
And all
bid
this
on an item, support us with a one-time gift, join Club New Life, and we'll talk to you about the early bird special for our marriage intensive and how Club New Life plays into that. So hang on, Larry. We'll do that right after this break, and then we'll go to calls. You're listening to New Life Live. We want to help you, and we can do that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, but right before Larry goes, Larry, you can go to the Marriage Intensive and you get the Early Bird Special. But if you're a member of Club New Life, the cost of Club New Life for a year, that's kind of covered by the discount on the marriage seminar.
Yeah,
I mean, you could get a marriage seminar, and I mean, it's just incredible.
As a Club New Life member, you get $100 additional off. That's an added benefit during the
of
survey.
Whatever the discount
right,
is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So,
very wonderful.
Sign up.
And we're just trying to keep the hope alive for people who just need this radio program to be there. They need these workshops to be there, and they need the counselor network that we have. So I hope and pray that you will help us in any way you can. Let's go to John, Mobile, Alabama. WBHY is the station. Hey, John.
Good afternoon.
How can we help?
I've got a situation, as I explained earlier. I have a young grandchild, which is 7 years old, and I have a 8-year-old step-grandchild out of the marriage of my youngest son. And numerous times, the situation when I leave church or whatever, or when I visit or something other, you know, I try to, you know, show my affection to both of them. And the step-grandchild is very loving and tells me, you know, she loves me and misses me and come back to see us. And but the daughter of my youngest son, it just ignores me. And I've said, you know, something to my youngest son about it, and he makes excuses that, you know, she's tired or, you know, she's ill or whatever, you know. So I'm kind of in a catch-22.
Well, let's ask Chris and Alice what they're thinking,
John,
about this.
John, how often do you see your 7-year-old grandchild?
He has her every other weekend due to the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically, you know, see him either that Saturday that he has her or that Sunday at church.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because
you know, that's about the extent.
Yeah, a couple of things is that one, this could be a function of personality, that the 8-year-old step-grandchild, he just tends to be more affectionate, more outgoing. The 7-year-old granddaughter, she just may be more introverted or shy, or it takes longer to warm up. But what I find, especially with children, and especially with the ones that are more shy, that take longer to warm up, my younger one is a little bit more like that, and they spell affection T-I-M-E.
Mm-hmm.
And so I what he requires for me to do to really connect with him on a deeper level is I have to do this really challenging thing, and that is get into his world. He's not going to get into my world. I need to get into his world. So I need to – he loves dinosaurs and making magic tricks. And so to be honest, like that could be really challenging for me. But I have to kind of put on my play hat, put on my imagination hat, and get into the world of magic and dinosaurs with him. And that then he warms up to me. And then we feel a lot more connected.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, the – situation last night, spent all day at the hospital, got a new grandson out of that marriage. He was born yesterday evening at 6:08.
Oh, congratulations.
And we was at the hospital at
yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. We was at the hospital last night, and his mother, my ex-wife, and my youngest daughter, which I don't have a relationship with because we divorced 20 years ago when she was two, and his ex-wife come in to pick up, you know, their daughter, and they was getting ready to leave, and, you know, she insisted that, you know, the child go over and, you know, tell Nana bye and give her a hug and all that, and they was walking towards the elevator. And, you know, I said something to her, you know. I said, you know, hey, Peanut, you want to give Papa a hug or whatever? And she just ignored me and walked out.
That is
well, John,
painful.
You know, I just think it's important to realize you don't know all the other stuff in that child's life. And you don't know what else is, you know, there may be a scary person in her life. And you are a reflection of that. You just don't know. And I hope you won't take it personally. I hope you won't demand that she hug you anymore, that you just be willing to put into her life and let her know you care about her. Let me send you this book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, and maybe there's some point where you could read this to her, and that would be a point of connection.
Steve,
Alice, you had a comment?
I do. I've got
quick?
To add two things, because, John, you can ask the 7-year-old. It's really good to go to a child to say, hey, have I done anything that's rubbed you wrong lately or even upset you or made you mad? And I know sometimes I want to hug you, and I don't think you want to hug me. So when we say goodbye, what would you like to do? Do you want to give me a high five, or do you want me not to do anything with you? Yes. Give the child options and ask questions and let her tell you what's going on if she's willing to.
Thank you, Alice. That's brilliant.
That's good.
Yep. All right. Sean, Washington, D.C., listens on WAVA. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just need some help and some guidance.
Okay.
So this morning, yesterday morning, my wife found a text message on my phone, and it was from a person who I had been talking to since June. She was a person at work that I would just talk with, and not at the job that I'm at currently, but at a position, and it first was just work, but then it went into our family and our relationships, and so my wife found the text this morning, and I've been married to her for over 18 years. We have 5 children, and we've been sweethearts since high school, and so...
What was your reaction when she told you that she found it? How did you react to that?
Crazy part was I had been trying to cut this off because I knew it was going to eventually happen. But
what was your reaction to your wife when she said, this is what I found?
It was just, I automatically knew what she was talking about. And I told her, please let me explain. But by that time, she's like, I don't want to talk now. I got to get the kids ready for school. We will talk tonight. And we ended up, friends of ours are pastors, and we ended up talking with them last night. Just they allowed us to talk through some things. And then this morning, we had a pretty long conversation. She's gone now out of the house, and know she's hurt, and I understand. it's been
and you have kids?
A lot going
Do you have
on,
kids? Do you have children? Did
we
you
do.
Say, Sean?
We
and
do.
How old are they?
Yeah, we have 5, and they're ages 13 to 5.
Okay, and she is out of the house, and you're now with the children, or she took the children?
No, they're at school. I'm here at home. I took off because of a death in the family, but.
And okay. Sean, is she out of the house for the day, or she's left? She's not going to be staying with you for a little while.
No, she just left for a while. She
okay.
went on a job to clear her mind.
All right. So the first thing, Sean, is you need to make this right with your wife, right?
Yeah, I do. And
do
I've
you
told,
see
every
this?
Question
do you
ask me,
okay? Well, but wait a second. You don't make it right by giving her information. You make it right by doing something to take care of whatever it was that caused you to make another person more important than her. You don't apologize. You don't rationalize. You don't anything other than, honey, I see how I have hurt you. I want to make it right. I will never do this again, and here's what I'm doing. I'm going to go get this help over here. I'm going to join this group of other men over here. I'm going to do some things that will prevent me from ever, ever answering a text from any other woman, ever feeling energized by any other woman. I'm going to put this in the grave. And you will never have to worry about that. See, that's different than, well, hey, I was about to break this up. I knew, and things like that. You've got to step up and be a man here and tell her you're going to fix this character problem that just seeped right in and took everything away. Alice, Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, the first thing again, Sean, is that, as Steve was saying, it's not to explain things away, but she does need to know the truth. You're going to have to be transparent about the relationship, it sounds like you already have. But this is going to take a while. You're going to need to put time on your side. And she's in a lot of pain, and she's going to need to be able to address the pain, or what I call touch the pain, and so are you. And so she's going to need a lot of grace, because she's going to be on a bit of a emotional roller coaster. And this is a tough thing to say to guys in this situation, but you're going to have to increase your ability to handle her anger and to handle her anger with grace and with care. It doesn't mean that she could be abusive to you, but her anger is absolutely part of this process that you're going to need to be able to handle well to rebuild the trust.
Sean, I'm going to add to that. I'm actually immensely, immensely proud of you to have you calling and looking for help and showing this humility and knowing that you're wrong. Oh, so few people are able to do what you're doing right now. So keep this up. Don't stop here. I want you to offer to end the texting relationship in a way that your wife can see. Whether it's, I will call this woman with you there, and I'm going to tell her I was wrong, I wronged my wife, I'm never talking with you again. Or whether, wife, you want to see that in a text, give your wife the options and let her choose. Or give the option of, I'll do this in front of the pastor or in front of a trusted friend if you don't want to see me do this, but I'm giving you the proof. And then offer to her to talk with the children in an age-appropriate way, because she may need you to be out of the bedroom for a while. There may be some changes, or mom might be crying more than if the kids might see that. And if you're willing to tell the kids as simple as, I hurt mom, I broke her trust, so you might notice some changes, kids, and that's why daddy's going to be gone tonight, because I'm going to get help to fix what I did because I messed up.
And just being sure that it is anything like that is age appropriate. You've got some great kids, young ages. But what I would want you to do is I'd want you to make a call or two about getting some help before your wife gets back home and say, here's what I've done, honey. I made a phone call. I mean, for you to go and get in the car and drive over to Ohio, it's not that, to go to the D.C. every man's battle right there in your backyard here coming up, that's huge. And so that's on the 4th of October. Sign up. Tell her I'm going. I don't care what it costs. I'm going. That speaks volumes to a woman versus how bad I feel or how whatever it is that I would say about that. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we sure do want to help you. Let's talk to Mary, Seattle, Washington, KGNW. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Great. What's going on with you?
Well, the problem I have is I'm a grandmother, and my grandchildren have come from dysfunctional homes, and two of them are in jail right now, and they're calling upon grandma to, you know, give them monies to talk to their girlfriend, or, you know, which they have, one of them has children, a child with, and they both have children. And I pick the children up, take them to church. That's my great-grandchildren. And I'm just wondering how far I should go in, you know, giving them a little money here and there while they're in jail.
Okay.
and caring for the great-grandchildren. And
great
so,
question.
You know, it's just, you yeah. know, wondering
right,
what
hold on.
What steps I should take.
Yep. Okay, great question. I'm glad you called. We've got a good answer for you as soon as we come back from this break. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Mary has called us about grandkids in jail, wanting her to support them, be able to make a call here or there, things like that. You know, Mary, I would find out what are the programs that are offered in the different jails or prisons where those kids are. I know the church I go to, we have real-life church services. We have a church campus in four different prisons. Prison Fellowship mm-hmm. does ministry there. There's a chaplain in almost every jail or prison. There are, if your kid, you know, how did they get in jail? What was the thing that they did?
I think it was drug and alcohol problems. Mm-hmm.
Sure, okay. So you ask them, are you going to a recovery group there? Are you involved in anything helpful? Tell me about those things. And you make your support dependent on that.
Yeah, that's what I felt. Yeah,
if they're in jail, in prison, with all that time on their hands, and they're not reading books about getting your life together, going to meetings about taking care of the hurts and the wounds, then you it would be like you're enabling them to walk out of that prison and right back where they were. But maybe
right.
your
yes.
support could be a little bit of incentive and motivation for them to try out one of those groups or one of those opportunities. That's what I would do with it.
Well, there was one group that the grandson, he did believe in God, but then there was something that was some other type of belief in the jail that he started getting into. I don't know exactly what it was, but it wasn't Christian, you know.
So I would really question whether I want to support a child that is looking into other
not believing in
religions.
God.
Well, yes, and so those are things that, you know, they don't have a lot of control over things, but they've got control over how they spend their time in prison and whether or not it's a good investment on your part or it's literally kind of a waste of time there. I'm going to send you
I think it's good that I take the great-grandchildren to church, though.
Absolutely. Well, how many great-grandchildren do you have?
Oh, probably about five or six.
I'm going to send you six Kirby McCook books. The publishers gave me a couple of crates of them. I'm going to send you six of them to give to all those grandkids or great-grandkids, and I'm really hoping and praying that you hang in there and you become a source of motivation for the kids that are in jail.
Steve, I also want Mary to consider, is she just as free to say no to her grandkids as she is free to say yes? Because if she mm-hmm. can't give a free no, then the yes can't be honest and totally free either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you called, and because it's just so easy to write a check, and then that's it. Oh, my goodness. That's not good. Stacy, Los Angeles, listens online. I'm going to go to Lynn right after this. Stacy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. My question is, 2 years ago, I cheated on my husband emotionally. I had a relationship with another person through text, social media. He found out about it. Obviously, he was devastated. We were supposed to be working through it, but last December, he told me that he wants a separation. So since December up to now, we've basically been roommates, and he's getting ready to leave. I don't want to get separated. I want to do everything that I can to hold the marriage, but I really don't know what to do at this point.
Okay. What have you done to show him you want to be different? You never want to fall prey to this again. Have you done any character building stuff, any counseling, anything?
So initially when he just found out, I actually did nothing about it. I was still kind of in my own little world with this other person, but in December when he told me like that's it, he wants to get separated, I definitely took a step back, and I've been going to a Bible study group. I've been going to the church. I've been going to conferences. I've been reading on my own. I've been listening to programs like this one. I've just gotten just closer to God in many different forms. I went to a women's Bible study. I know there's more I can do, but I have done those steps.
Okay, and why do you think nothing... nothing is causing him to say, I want to make this work?
Because he initially, when he found out, that's what he wanted from me. He wanted to see what I'm doing now back then, and he just didn't see it. So he thinks that I'm doing it for me at this point, not for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And Stacey,
the person you cheated with, did he know the person that you cheated with?
No. No, this is a person in another country that I was in touch with. He never knew him. I mean, he knows who he is now, but not before.
Yeah. All right. Chris?
Stacey, have you and your husband done anything together, couples counseling, read a book together, anything?
When he initially, when he found out, we did, because my husband went through church, and we did like a small course through it, through church. But now that I've suggested it, he wants to do nothing with it. He said he's done with it. He doesn't want any counseling.
Well, what I want to encourage you to do, and again, we can't make your husband do anything, but it's sort of like throwing up a Hail Mary. It's like just asking him, before you make any final decision, will you do a marriage weekend with me? and the Intimacy and Marriage Weekend in Ohio coming up here. And just say, hey, after that, you're free to do whatever, but will you do just this one thing?
And Stacy, preface that with, you're right, I didn't do anything pretty much until December, and I have been so wrong, and your threat to separate really opened my eyes. I've mm-hmm. been wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, I hope that that's, okay. that's helpful to you. I'll send you take your life back. We'll be back right after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I think the big headline here is do whatever you need to do to get out of some alliance that's unhealthy before it's found out. And then go to your spouse and say, I've made a horrible mistake. I got involved with something here online or this unhealthy alliance, and I broke that off, and I'm confessing to you and I'm telling you. And then you go do whatever it takes to build the character. You don't fall back into it. I'll tell you, it is amazing the difference when you confess something mm-hmm. versus you get caught
yep.
at something. That's totally, totally different. Either way, you can still resolve it, but it's just harder. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, we've got several ways people can support the program. It's the end of September. We didn't have a great September, and we need some one-time gifts to jump in here and help us out.
Yes, we do. And this, I just want to say one last time, this is our last day for the auction. I hope you'll come and support it. But the thing, Steve, the thing that I want to impress upon people, we do need individual gifts. We always need them. We need the bump to help us over what we need to get. But we need monthly giving. Club New Life, $30 or more a month. It makes such a difference. If we can get Club New Life continue to grow, we've had some good success. The last couple of months have been very slow. But if we can get back on board with Club New Life growing, it just reduces the need for us to be always seeking support so we can make it at month end. So if you could give to Club New Life, $30 or more a month, thank you gift, eight great books. We've got Club New Life videos. Just call and talk to us at 800-NEW-LIFE and let them tell you about all that Club New Life has to offer to you, including discounts at workshops. But the main thing that I don't know how to impress upon any better than how we read the testimonies and tell you the stories of what happens at workshops, what happens when people call a radio program. I mean, I love it when somebody says, my husband did this or my wife did that, and I knew exactly what to do because mm-hmm. I was listening to the oh, program. Yes.
Yeah, happens all the time.
And if you can get behind that, please call us. Join Club New Life. Make a gift. Go make a final bid on the auction. We need your help.
Absolutely. 1-800-229-3000, newlife.com. All right, let's go back to our phones here. I said I'd go to Lynn, and I'm actually going to do that. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to New Life. How could we help you today?
Well, I'm hoping that you can at least direct me somehow. Let me describe my 33-year marriage. It's just been a marriage of, it lacks complete and total emotional intimacy. My husband will not resolve conflict with me. I'm very much a workaholic. I think that if you were to say we're his mistress, that would be it. There's been no infidelity on either part, no meaningful conversation. We've been to counseling several times. The first time he went the longest. And the counselor told me after about 9 or 10 months, he said, "You're good. Now you need to depend upon God, but you know, I cannot get him past X," whatever X was, would not open up past that. I tend to think he seems to be a dismissive avoidant. Mm-hmm. Just from my research, because I've been trying to figure out what is going on, and there's just no spiritual bond. I'm at the place where I just don't feel like I have any grounds for leaving spiritually. And other than that, I mean, I just don't have, I don't know what to do at this point except to say, God, it's in your hands and you're going to have to do something. So.
Okay. Alice, what do you think here? I mean, this is stalemate time and unwillingness.
Lynn, this is a heartbreaking marriage. And it's so hard when you've tried over and over again and have not gotten much result at all. When was the last time you two went to counseling?
This spring.
And why did this last time
end? And when I had asked, I'm sorry?
Why did this last counseling end?
Well, I continued to go for a few more sessions, but at one point he works in a professional sport. And so his schedule is just, he's either gone or he's at that sport evaluating players. And so the counselor made it available for him to call him and have counseling over the phone on his commute to the stadium. And at some point, my husband just stopped calling. The counselor told me, he said, "You need to understand he has no inclination, desire to dig past into his past to figure out why he's not able to do this." So,
and Lynn,
if
you were to say to your husband now, even though you've tried this many a time, if you were to say to him now, "I am so lonely, and I miss connection with you. I so badly want to be deeper connected and want to know you better and want to engage with you more." How would he respond to that?
He would respond one of two ways. One, silence, which is his typical response, or he would say what he told me when I asked him about not calling the counselor anymore. And he just basically says, "You know, that's not who I am." He looks terrorized when he says that. "You know, that's not who I am. You're trying to change me, and I'm not going to change."
I want to clue in on that terror. So if you responded with, I think I see terror on your face, and I know this rubs you wrong when I ask for this with you. What are you worried will happen, husband, if we ever did get to a deeper level with each other? What do you think he would say?
I think, honestly, he would emotionally shut down. He doesn't go to those places. He won't go to them. Doesn't, can't, won't. I don't know what the word is, but He just doesn't. He shuts down.
That's a definite trauma response there. He's probably not in control of that either. He's probably just as frustrated with himself around his inability, and it sounds like he's given up on that. Has he ever done any work for himself, like gone to an intensive or, you know, a longer, maybe
no,
therapeutic?
You guys are you're mumbo jumbos.
Yeah.
He doesn't like psychology. Yeah.
Well, it to be honest, he doesn't like to touch his pain.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And none of us really, I mean, unless we're weird, really embrace touching our pain like that. It's really, really difficult. I think that this is hard because what if, Lynn, you were to accept him? I mean, you have this long marriage and he is who he is. And what would it mean for you to adjust your expectations to accept the reality that he is who he is, what he says is true, and that he's not going to change? What can you do about that for yourself?
Well, I think that I would definitely need to put up boundaries in his expectations of me. In other words, I fill that space with friendships, with, being in groups and that type of thing. And I just would need to stop working around his schedule because his schedule is he's home so little. But the truth is I have friends who are available when they're available, not when he's available. And he finds that very offensive if I go and do something while he's home or if I get on the phone with my mother who's cognitively declining. So I just would need to readjust, I think.
Well, let me just say this. My answer to that is yes. Yeah. I mean, because even if he's home, if he's avoidant, if he's dismissive, if he's silent, he may be physically there, but is he emotionally, spiritually, mentally, relationally there? Okay.
No, not at all.
And this isn't a punishment or this isn't a power play. This is like, I need this out of a husband. If you can't do this, I don't have grounds for divorce, but I'm going to live my life this way. To use the title of this really good book, I'm going to take my life back.
Yeah, I'd really like that book.
It could help.
Because I thought that's really what I'd like to do.
Well, and that's what you need to do. And it's a continual invitation to him. It's like, I'm inviting you into this, but I can't make you do it anymore. I'm not icing you out. I'm just living a healthy life and inviting you into it.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And so, well, I appreciate your input, and yes, is there someone I talk to get that book, or where can I find it?
Hold on, we'll get it to you. And I'm so sorry. You know, there's so many folks, and like when they were standing up doing the vows, they should have just said this: "We hit a roadblock. I commit. I will do whatever it takes. I am willing to look at me." Instead, the vow means nothing. And you end up married to a wall. And it's so, so painful. So sorry for what you're going through, Lynn. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more New Life Live.
Everybody wants to be happy. But the problem is, so many of us are stuck in the struggles of life and weighed down by our past hurts and mistakes. If you want to learn how to become a happier you, join us for this year's Life Recovery Conference.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, recovery just isn't for me, I'm not an addict. Well, actually, recovery is for everyone. If you're struggling in any area, you don't have to be an addict to do better when you surrender and take the steps to a happier life.
12 Steps to Happier with speakers Steve Arterburn, Dr. Dave Stoop, Chris Williams, Becky Brown, Jack West, and Amanda Anderson on Saturday, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine.
Come join me and our team of speakers for a day filled with wisdom and practical help.
12 Steps to Happier, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine. To register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. That's 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. You know, we've got this amazing workshop coming up. It is, it's October the 25th in Ohio. And, you know, Alice, Chris, you guys know what happens at our marriage intimacy intensive. It changes people's lives.
Absolutely. I send couples I work with in my office to that conference all the time because it just helps out. It supercharges the work in a way that nothing else does.
Absolutely does. And you can get in. You could still get the early bird special. It's still available. It's a big discount for a couple. Everything changes. Also, this Friday in Washington, D.C. is Every Man's Battle. And, you know, I mean, it changes everything in your relationship when you go from cheating, dishonesty, deception to being a man of integrity. I can't imagine anybody listening to this show very long without thinking about, I need to go. I need to go to that workshop. Call us about either intimacy in marriage or the Every Man's Battle workshop. And if you're in Southern California, we'll be out there in October for our 12 Steps to Happier. That's this Saturday. We're coming your way. So please come and join us. Well, the final phone call goes to Bertha, Anaheim, California, listens on KKLA. Hi, Bertha. How are you today?
Well, being challenged, I'm here. I was tempted to hang up, but I am still here holding.
There you
are. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. How could we help?
I need directions as to what I can do to restore my marriage. My husband and I are both 85. We've been married for 59 years. We had a son that was stillborn, and I don't think he ever grieved that loss. We do have three adult married daughters, and two of them are married, and both their marriages are being challenged. I want to be of help to them. With my legacy. My husband is from a Baptist background, however, has not been attending church.
I'm sorry to rush you a little bit here, but we're just about out of time, Bertha. Is there something we could help you with?
Help me to know how I can be of help to my husband. Mm-hmm. Who does not think he needs counseling. You know, he needs help with counseling. So he has, refused to do any of that. I've been seeing a therapist, and that's helping me. I'm being helped, and that's good. But I want to know, how can I be of encouragement to him?
Okay. What do you think here?
To help.
This is another stubborn, resistant situation here.
Bertha, is he disconnected from God to the point that he will not pray with you either?
No, he will not. He won't pray with me. Mm. I've seen God is moving in our lives. I see things being changed.
So, Bertha, I'm going to jump in because I want to advise you to try something. Your daughters need prayer intervention. And so I want you to tell your husband, I'm going to start praying for our daughters every day at this particular time. And I know right now you're in God, you're not talking. But I hope and wonder if you'll change your mind to join me for the sake of our daughters. Can we pray about them together? I'm going to do it anyhow, but I want you to join me if you ever will.
I will ask him that, but I really don't think he will.
And whether or not he does, I want you to do it on an ongoing basis. Do not stop. And in your prayer time, include requesting a softening of his heart.
I've been doing that.
Good. Keep it up.
I think another thing is to try to connect with what is going on within him. And it would just be this, honey, you've heard me want more, you've heard me say this, suggest things. What is it that you think could bring us closer together or make you happier or bring something into our marriage that we don't have right now? Is there anything that you've been wanting to tell me but you haven't? And see if he has some kind of contribution or idea. But so often a man will separate after he's been married a long time because there's some other hidden secret that's there. He doesn't want to be close to you because he doesn't want to ever have to reveal it. And what you want is an authentic, wonderful relationship. We haven't said this to somebody in your situation in a long time, but many times the best thing you could ever do is to live a life that is fun and exciting and interesting with hobbies and all sorts of different things that you're doing new that cause him to say, wow, what's gotten into her? She's no longer just sitting around waiting for me to do something. You're actively engaging in life. Sometimes that'll wake a guy up.
Steve, what you said also made me think about drawing out his anger towards God with understanding, not with accusation, but I know something happened between you and God and you and church, and I just want to even understand it better. It's understandable to
there
be upset
are.
With God.
Yep, that's right. Very, very good. Questions, so very important, especially when you get an answer back and you're not angry about it or judgmental. You're just wanting to hear the person. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's the place to get some help. But we're going to do a program right now after this. And if you want to join us for that program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. This is our very last time to encourage you to go to our auction either on the app or on the website newlife.com and think about what you would like there, what you'd be willing to pay for that item, but also what would you be willing to support our ministry with? Because you get an item that you want or will enjoy, but it supports New Life. Larry, anything you want to mention about this this auction? We do want to let people know that if you bid something at the last second and then somebody outbids you, you'll get an email. It'll still go on. You'll still get a chance to overbid them at the last
second. Right. I think the thing I want to say is you will be supporting a step of faith that New Life took if you'll bid on this auction. This is the first time we've done it. We had no idea what to expect. We had generous people donate items. And we've had generous people bidding. But the real bottom line for us to know that we're going to do it again next year, I think we will, I hope we will, is if we raise enough money to make it. It was a lot of work to get it done. And we just want to make sure that it's fruitful. And it's your support that will make it fruitful, your belief that what we're doing here at New Life makes a difference in people's lives, that God's working through this ministry in ways like it's hard to believe, but we love it. That's how he works. So support us, if you will. Go make one final bid. Make it a big one.
We're asking you to help us to help others, and it really does make a difference in a lot of people's lives. We love getting to do this program and be in 1,000,000,000 different places. Remember this week we had a call from Hungary. I mean, people are watching and listening all over. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is our phone number, 1-800-229-3000 to be part of the next program. Every Man's Battle is this Friday. Our Finding Those 12 Steps to Happier, that's Saturday there in Orange County. Call us at 1-800-NEW. Come be part of us. Do what we're doing. We love you.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.